NA1SF,
this is W5RRR calling.
5 Romeo, 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 this is November Alpha, India, Sierra, Sierra, over.
NA1SF, this is W5RRR, heading 5 by 9. Please stand by for the Belgium question. Belgium, go ahead.
Here is the first question.
My name is Ida. Do you miss your family up there? Over.
W5RRR, I mean NA1SF is W5RRR, how copy?
I have you loud and clear, W5RRR, how many?
Okay, have you 5x9, please stand by for the first question. Belgium, go ahead.
My name is Ida, do you miss your family again? Over.
Hello Ida, of course I miss my family. I have a 7-year-old boy whom I miss very, very much.
My name is Lisa. Is it difficult to walk on that EVA? Over.
And I'm ready for the next question.
My name is Lisa. Is it difficult to walk on that EVA? Over.
Hi, Lisa. Well, no, no, we don't really walk on an EVA. We use our arms, so it's kind of like doing a handstand the whole time. We use our arms to hold onto handrails, and that's how we get from one place to another. So calling it a spacewalk isn't really correct, but I don't know what they call it, a space handstand, maybe?
My name is Jehu. How does it feel like to sleep in space? Over.
Hi, Diego. It's difficult to sleep in space sometimes because you don't really have that feeling like you're lying down on anything, so it just kind of floats. But after a while, your body gets.
My name is Frank. What is the view outside looking like? Dark or shiny? Over.
Well, Frank, now, right now it's bright. It's because we are flying over the part of the Earth that's daylight. But half of the time, which is about 45 minutes, we're in daylight. And the other half of the time, we're in darkness. And that changes. We go around the Earth once every 90 minutes. So it can be day or night pretty fast up here.
My name is Lisa. Can you see the opening in the ozone layer on Earth from there up? Over.
No, Lisa, actually we cannot. And the reason, or there are two reasons. One is that ozone is not something that you can see with your eye, your naked eye. So we can't see the ozone or the hole in the ozone layer. And secondly, I think the ozone layer are closer to the poles, the North Pole and the South Pole, and we don't get up quite that far north or quite that far south.
My name is Martin. What kind of tests or work you have to do? Over.
Okay. Well, we do all kinds of things, from scientific experiments to building the International Space Station to conducting maintenance, and it's all very different, and every day seems like a new and exciting day to us up here. Over.
My name is Mahali. What was the feeling the first time you were in space? Over.
Mahali, it's hard to describe. It's a wonderful sensation of floating and combined with a beautiful view. It's magnificent. Over.
My name is Yuri. What do you miss the most in space? Over.
Well, Yuri, we missed a lot of things. Of course, we miss our loved ones. We also miss some simple things. Like the smell of freshly cut grass or the sound of waves. There are a lot of things about planet Earth that we miss. Over.
My name is Matcha. Can you see meteorological events on Earth up there? Over.
Yes, Matcha, we can. We can see, especially when it's nighttime, we can see thunderstorms happening far below us because we can see the spectacular flashes of lightning. It's very exciting.
My name is Tilly. How does your family react when you are so far away? Over.
Well, Tilly, I'm actually able to contact them almost every day, although not for very long, and we used to say hello, so we keep in pretty good contact, and I think you're doing pretty well. Thank you for asking.
My name is Gilbert. What are you going to miss most when you're back from school?
space. Over.
Well, I'm sure, Dorothy, that I'm going to miss the sensation of floating and the view of our beautiful planet from up here. Over.
My name is Ida. Do you ever feel scared? Over.
Well, Ida, I wouldn't say that we get scared. Sometimes we get a little excited. When you're sitting on the rocket ready to launch into space, you feel a little, let's say, anxious, but I wouldn't call it scared. Over.
My name is Lisa. What was the most beautiful thing you saw in space? Over.
Well, Lisa, luckily I get to see it every day, and that's our wonderful planet from up here. It's really spectacular.
My name is Jill. Can you use your own senses to feel? Over.
Hello again, Diego. Yes, our sense of feel is pretty much the same in space as it is on the ground, so we can touch things and feel them our own way, unless we're doing a spacewalk, of course, and then we have to go through the glove or whatever part of our space it happens to be touching something over.
My name is Frank. Why did NASA prefer to send people instead of robots? Over.
Well, Frank, I don't think that robots can do some of the things that we can do, although they are very sophisticated robots these days. The human being has an amazing capacity to learn and to adapt from things, and so I think it'll be a long time before we have robots that can actually replace humans. Over.
My name is Lisa. Has a space trip made your dream come true? Over.
Yes, I would say that this space trip so far has been better than I was even hoping for, which is a lot. So I would say that yes, my dream is coming true every day.
My name is Martin. Would you like to live up there for a longer time? Over.
Martha, we've been up here for about a little over 50 days, and we're supposed to be up here for about another, four and a half or 5 months or so. And you know what? As of right now, I would love to stay a bit longer. We'll see how I feel when the time comes. Over.
My name is Mahali. What did NASA choose for this crew for this mission? Over.
Well, Mahali, you know, we have a pool of astronauts to choose from, and we sort of get in line and take turns, and this is just my turn. Over.
My name is Rachel. What do you do in your spare time in space? Over.
That's a good question. I don't know if we have very much spare time in space. One thing I want to do, and instead, is we have a keyboard up here like a piano, and I'd like to spend some time playing the piano, or actually learning how to play the piano. Over.
30 seconds.
My name is Yuri. Are you feeling sick sometimes when you're moving around all the time?
Well, Yuri, you know, it's very normal for astronauts and cosmonauts to feel bad the first day or two they're in space as their bodies adapt to the feeling of weightlessness. But usually, after 2 or 3 days, people feel pretty good. And even no matter how much we move around right now, I feel great. And I love the sensation of floating. So on the contrary, I don't feel sick at all. I feel really happy.
Okay, everybody in Belgium, say thank you very much. You're about to lose them.
Well, that was very nice from you, and Michael, to answer all these questions. And here is a cheers for you. Thank you. Over.